Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Chris Poston.
Every Saturday morning at this time, we take a couple hours to talk with interesting individuals from local businesses and organizations that are doing some pretty amazing things in our area. Today, we are talking about life and death. In fact, just after 8 o'clock, our guest will be Jordan Knight, chaplain for Compassus Hospice. He'll be here to talk to us about end of life and how hospice can provide so many more options to help us live better no matter how much time is left. But in our first hour, giving the gift of life. January is National Volunteer Blood Donor Month, and it's a time to pay tribute to the people who do donate blood and encourage new donors for the year. Please welcome our guest from the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, Kirby Wynn. Kirby, thank you so much for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
All right. Yeah, good to be here.
National Volunteer Blood Donor Month.
Yeah, it's January.
Yeah.
You bet. It's the 50th year this year for National Volunteer Blood Donor Month, established in 1970 by President Richard Nixon. And in January in the Midwest, it's a really important time of year for two reasons. Number one, we're just coming out of the holidays. When we wasn't that long ago, we had Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah, right.
That didn't help the blood supply. But also weather. You know, we're experiencing some of that this weekend.
Oh, boy.
You know, a combination of snow, ice, temps are going to get really cold. And that means sometimes we have to cancel blood drives. Matter of fact, earlier today, I learned that one of our events this weekend has been called off due to weather. The concern there, of course, is we have our own staff traveling to a mobile blood drive or to open up our donor centers, but also donors on the roads. And when a group is hosting a mobile blood drive, they know it's very important. But if their people can't get there to give blood, and if it's unsafe for our staff to travel, it just means it has to be called off.
Right, right. And that affects it.
Yeah.
Because every, I would assume, every donor event that you have is critical.
Yeah. You know, I'll ask you a question here.
Yeah.
When does the hospital ever close? It doesn't ever, right?
Right, right.
And so the patient care is ongoing. The use of blood is happening all the time, regardless of the weather, regardless of holidays. And I want to be clear, that event that I'm aware of that was called off was in the Ottumwa region, where we also hold blood drives.
Sure.
And so locally, you know, as far as we know right now, everything is on as planned. We want everybody to be safe and, you know, use good judgment with travel.
Right.
Frequently, we find people in town can get around, you know, roads that have been plowed and treated. If you drive carefully, you get where you need to be. But out in the country roads, as you know, it's not always great.
That's right.
Yeah.
How is the blood supply nationally?
Yeah. It is lower, you know, at this time of year, first due to the holidays. I mean, it was just a few weeks ago. We're just a couple weeks into the new year. And that, for the impact on us when we have Christmas Day, New Year's Day, any kind of, you know, big holiday, it's about 20% of donations that would have been made that week simply aren't made. You know, number one, we're closed for the holiday. Two, people are busy. You know, we collect blood on, say, Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, December 26th, January 2.
Right.
But people tend to do some other things, and we don't see as many donors. So we see about 20% fewer donations. As mentioned, the rate of use at the hospital remains about the same because, after all, people need a blood transfusion. They're not going to wait another week.
You know, no kidding.
It's pretty important you get that right when it's needed. And so nationally, we have a bit of a dip, and especially in parts of the country that face the kind of weather where we can get in January.
That's right.
It's been kind of mild winter so far, but not right now.
Well, and as you've said, that the weather affects it, but also just devastation from hurricanes or from the flooding and
you know,
earthquakes, whatever.
You know, that is a big reason that on the times when we send blood out of our region to help in other parts of the country, hurricanes are the most common reason. And that's because, you know, take a place like Houston, which is a major center of medical activity. The MD Anderson Cancer Center is there. There's just a lot of people go to Houston specifically for healthcare, for treatment of very serious cancers and other things. And there's a huge population there. Well, if they've got a major storm, you know, a hurricane has come ashore and it's made landfall, and maybe the city has to evacuate people, or they might be housing folks from New Orleans. You know, we've seen that.
Yes.
And then there's a lot of other volunteerism that happens that it really impacts the local blood center there. It's a great blood center called Gulf Coast, the blood center similar to ours that operates in Houston. Well, they need help from the rest of the country during those times. And you know, sometimes instead of coming off the Gulf of Mexico, it might be the Atlantic. Yeah. So there we're supporting blood operations in Florida, Georgia, you know, that southeastern seaboard.
My gosh.
And it sometimes there are donations, you know, right from here in Knox County that would be used in those other places. Not that we ever would short the local blood supply. We always have blood on the shelves at the local hospitals. Yeah. But our blood center participates nationally through a network of community blood centers similar to Mississippi Valley that we're able to ship and help at those times too.
And that really shows how we can change the world one pint at a time.
You've got our slogan. Good work.
Let's talk about you. Where are you from?
Yeah, well, you know what? I grew up in Normal, Illinois. I was born there in high school in Normal. Moved to the Quad Cities for college. Attended Augustana College. I studied German and political science.
Wow.
Not. So naturally, that led me to a career in blood banking.
Of course. Why? Right. I can just see it right there.
Yeah.
So how long have you been with the...
Yeah, I've worked at Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center now for 11 years. Coming up, it'll be 12 in the spring. So, and what I really have loved about this job is it's an opportunity to use communication skills and ability to write and express myself and so forth that I did learn through the study of another language and also through political science. And for actually in a brief career in radio.
In radio, I knew that. Yeah.
Too short, but lots of fun in the Quad Cities area. But there's always something new to learn in our industry. And so, you know, kind of all about how blood is processed and the steps after donation, the testing, the component production, how we get multiple different components from a whole blood donation, learning fancy words like cryoprecipitate.
Who?
Platelet apheresis. That's a good one in a Scrabble game.
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah.
That's good.
If there's ever a Jeopardy category for blood transfusions, I'd do really well there. I'd suffer and everything else. But and there's just wonderful people to work with in terms of my colleagues.
Yes.
And especially the blood donors. You know, the people who come to blood drives and turn up at our donor centers are, I always say, just sort of the best folks you'd want to meet. So that's been lots of fun.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center. Mm-hmm. They're an enormous organization. I think a lot of people don't realize. Four states?
That's right. We have blood components right now everywhere from Madison, Wisconsin to St. Louis, Missouri, north to south. Mm-hmm. And as we go as far east as Danville, Illinois, and as far west as a little past Ottumwa, we go over to Albia, Iowa. Oh, wow. So there's more than 4 million people live in that service region. So I kind of look at it as that's the population that we're taking care of in terms of making sure blood is on the shelves, ready to be transfused at a moment's notice, because you just don't know.
That's right. And you serve the dozens of hospitals, nearly 100 hospitals.
It's actually we cracked triple digits last year.
We had
a big year for adding hospitals, including OSF Healthcare St. Francis in Peoria.
Yes.
And just earlier this month, the Unity Point Hospitals also in Peoria.
Yeah.
So I know there are folks listening to us who, they're served locally by great healthcare systems and options, but may choose to go either to the Quad Cities or to Peoria. Mm-hmm. It might be OSF St. Francis. It might be Unity Point Methodist. The blood that's available for patient transfusions in both the Quad Cities area, both hospital systems there, the Genesis and Unity Point Health Trinity to the north, and OSF Healthcare and Unity Point to the southeast in Peoria. It all does come through Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center.
That's right. And you have a Galesburg Donor Center. It's out by Super Walmart.
Yeah, we're just right between Super Walmart and Buffalo Wild Wings.
That's right.
Lots of people I know go through there, and a lot of people come to the Donor Center and many more for shopping or for an evening out, and we encourage anyone to head over to that location.
That's right.
I'm going to switch here to my local hours. Sorry, we're open Mondays and Tuesdays during the afternoon, 1:30 until 6. And then Fridays and Saturdays, it's kind of an alternating deal. So you want to check and make sure that whether we're open on the Friday or the Saturday, but that's morning opportunity to give blood at the donor center from 7 to 11 a.m.
Now, do I need to make an appointment, Kirby?
You don't have to. We really like appointments because that helps us manage our donor flow. It's kind of like when you go in for a haircut, you know, you and I, two men, we can talk about conceivably being walk-ins
where
we get our haircut.
Right.
I know my wife's schedule is a good 6 weeks out.
So is mine.
You know, and then if there's a for any reason she has to change, there's some question. So, but the reason is we can maintain a good steady donor flow when we have appointment schedules.
Yes.
Walk-ins, we can generally work in, but you may have to wait a little bit.
Yeah. And do you normally have I remember we were just part of our radio stations were part of a pre-Christmas blood drive.
Yeah.
And you had quite a few staff there at the Galesburg Donor Center getting ready for the influx of people.
We kind of beefed up for that day.
Yeah, you did. But typically you have just a moderate amount of staff.
We want to balance, you know, for the sake of efficiency and the cost of operations and so forth, we want to have just as many staff and appointment slots as we need to manage the donor flow. But we also, you know, we love it when everybody, every chair is full and there's one person waiting at donor registration because that means the day is going to go well. So, you know, please do. The best way to find out when and where to come donate either at the Donor Center in Galesburg or at a mobile blood drive around the community is either go on our website, bloodcenter.org. That's pretty easy. Or use our mobile app. People really like the mobile app. Then that's at bloodcenter.org/app for app. You can get the links to download that and look up our schedule or just give us a call. That's 800-747-5401. And we've got a scheduling team that can help out.
We touched upon this in our last segment, and it's really a big deal for the Galesburg area, for Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center and for all of us, all the citizens here, is that now you serve St. Francis Hospital in Peoria.
That is, yeah. It's a big deal for us as an organization because we also serve hospitals in Springfield, Illinois, and over in Champaign-Urbana,
right,
and even out to Danville. But for years, we did not have blood on the shelves at hospitals in Peoria. And that's changed because in 2019, we added OSF Healthcare St. Francis. So that's the big one there. As I-74 kind of makes the bend down towards the Illinois River. Mm-hmm. And then right across the interstate is Unity Point Health Methodist that we now also serve. And when I say serve, I mean we're providing all of the blood components those hospitals transfuse.
Mm-hmm.
And we opened a inventory management distribution center in Peoria to provide great service to those hospitals. We now have a donor center open in Peoria, just like the one we have here in Galesburg. Mm-hmm. And so we're establishing relationships with groups that host mobile blood drives and blood donors there. You know, the fact is we're new in Peoria, but we're very well known to the OSF,
of course,
you know, system. We've been providing to OSF St. Mary mm-hmm. for a long time here in Galesburg. And by the way, we also picked up the Kewanee Hospital.
Yeah, St. Luke.
St. Luke, another as part of the OSF group. And we're down in Bloomington, too. You know, people listening may have folks and family and friends. There's St. Joseph Medical Center there we're providing to. So it's exciting for us to expand more into that region of central Illinois and to connect even more closely with hospitals that do already know us pretty well because of our service to their other locations, whether in the Quad Cities or the Unity Point Health in Keokuk and the Dubuque and Cedar Rapids. So kind of around our region, we're known, but newly, and I'm sure there are people in Knox County who travel, who have traveled or needed to due to a referral or a surgery or what have you, to Peoria for health care.
Yeah, you and I have talked off mic here that it's probably the most people who do get referred will end up going to one of the hospitals in Peoria.
Yeah, they'll tend more to head south. But if they do come to the Quad Cities, all of the blood available for patient transfusions also comes from Mississippi Valley that way as well.
Kirby Wynn is the public relations manager for Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center. Their donor center is here in Galesburg, is out by Super Walmart. And this month is National Volunteer Blood Donor Month. Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center is a nonprofit organization.
Yeah.
If we can maybe talk about the business side of this, because it is a business. And and when you talk about now we're the providers for these hospitals, you've actually you have contracted with them.
And
because it costs money to process the blood, collect the blood, so maybe you can kind of share with us a little bit.
Yeah, those are things you learn more about when you work at the blood center than just out in the community.
Yeah, most people don't know about
that. Talk about it. Yeah, I'm glad you asked, because for one, as a not-for-profit, having that transparency in terms of how we operate is really important.
Sure.
And also, I think just out of pure curiosity, it's like, hey, how does this really work? You know, we're paying a lease at our donor center at Knox Square Drive out by Walmart. We've got professional staff who work there, you know, people who are trained and know how to collect a unit of blood safely for the donor's sake, but also for the patient's sake who would be on the receiving end of that donation. And so some of the things that cost money, you know, in terms of our operations, people probably see our vans and our vehicles driving up and down I-74. We're making deliveries to hospitals. We're picking up from our mobile blood drives. Occasionally, you might see our bus, our blood mobile that's out there. I mean, that's a customized motor coach, and they're not just giving those away.
No.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, even though we're the good guys and we're helping save lives, you know, we pay the market rate for that. Mm-hmm. And then there are the things you don't usually see. Although anybody, by the way, who wants to see our laboratory and our headquarters, just look me up. I'm Kirby Wynn at bloodcenter.org online. You can find our number and just ask to talk to Kirby. I'll show you around. I'll give you a tour, you know, either individually, or sometimes we have service clubs and groups that would like to come through and look around. Mm-hmm. But what you don't typically ever get to see is our laboratory. And we've got laboratory for blood testing and all the blood safety that's required by FDA and, of course, required and makes that a safe quality product that we can transfuse at the hospital.
Yes.
We do component processing, which is the separation of blood components. When a donor gives whole blood, that's what comes out of their arm and goes into the collection bag. But we separate that into platelets and plasma, and we make cryoprecipitate and packed red blood cells and pooled platelets. And you know, I don't do it personally, you know.
Right.
But we have a great team that's trained to do that. And, in fact, that area never closes. They work 24 hours in that area, and the area, another one that's 24 hours, is inventory management and distribution. Mm-hmm. Always available to answer the phone, even if it's Christmas Day, New Year's Day, the 4th of July. They are there. Mm-hmm. And they make sure that blood is out at the hospitals and on the shelf ready to transfuse. But when something happens, you know, it could occur unexpectedly, or there's higher than normal use, they've got to be there every day, every hour of the year. But we've been in existence for 45 years, and I don't think they've closed the entire time. You
oh,
know
my gosh.
I mean? Yeah. The other thing they do is they work in all kinds of weather.
Yeah.
You know, that we'll see a weekend like this, the kind of weather we're having, you might say on the radio, don't travel unless absolutely necessary.
Oh.
Well, it's absolutely necessary.
That's right.
Yeah.
The emergency. Kirby Wynn is the public relations manager for Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center. And we're talking about their organization and how they are now in the Peoria area serving both the big hospitals there.
Yeah.
And so the hospitals buy the blood from you.
Yeah, that's the way we get revenue that pays all these bills. Mm-hmm. Is hospitals pay a service fee per component of blood that's transfused to a patient.
Yes.
And so as a not-for-profit, not-for-profit doesn't mean there's no dollars or no money involved, but that the money that pays the bills is equivalent to our operating expenses.
That's right.
So we don't have investors or shareholders, and you know, as a for-profit, you exist to certainly to pay all your bills, but also to make money on top of.
Yeah.
We've got to pay all of our bills, and if there's a positive net revenue at the end of the year, then we can reinvest back into the organization. And though there's always items on the list
of course
be purchased, you know, whether it's vehicles to replace, we put enough miles on them, they've got to be replaced, or maintenance and laboratory equipment and all of the things. So, we have expenses that allow us to collect and test and deliver a safe quality unit of blood that saves lives out in the community. And then we have revenue that matches what those bills are, because even the pop and cookies after blood donation costs us.
Sure.
We have to pay for it.
Well, and the hospitals need your service. They need that, because that's not something, blood isn't something that we can synthesize.
Yeah. There's continually research done in that area. And, what are the things that are possible? But the best and most effective, potent way to treat somebody who needs a blood transfusion is with blood from a volunteer donor. And I mentioned volunteer. Thank you, donors, for stepping forward.
Yeah.
And when, as we talk about this business model and how are the economics of it, the twist is it starts with somebody who volunteers to step forward. So we don't pay for that volunteer to come in. Now, we're happy to give you at times of the year a promotional item, a T-shirt, sometimes gift cards, pop and cookies after donation that you need to have in you anyway. And so that voluntary donation is made, yet there are all these other steps in the process that do cost. And so we appreciate that, our system provides for all of that. We don't have any funding that comes like from your taxes.
Right.
If we're paying for roads and schools and public safety and community programs and all of those things with taxes, taxes do not support the blood supply. Local taxes, state, federal, none of it goes to the blood supply. And so the revenue then comes from those using the product, as with other medicines and pharmaceuticals.
We touched upon volunteering. And there are other ways that you can volunteer with the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center other than just giving blood.
Yeah, everybody knows you can come to the donor center or find a mobile blood drive and donate.
Yeah.
We have other types of volunteers. I'll list a few examples. We have volunteer drivers, people who come and make either pick up at a mobile blood drive, pick up units of blood, components that have been donated, take them back to the lab, and folks who volunteer and make deliveries at hospitals.
Wow.
So, many of our drivers are part of the paid staff, but we do have some volunteer routes, and that really helps us a lot, because sometimes those deliveries are even could be in the middle of the night. Somebody gets a call and, hey, could you run down to, go this route because of a use that came up. So that's one aspect of volunteering. We have volunteers who work in our donor centers and help with either the registration process or post-donation in the canteen.
Yeah, hospitality.
Right.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. There are volunteers who organize a mobile blood drive. Think of that.
Yeah.
All of the people who set up the blood drive at the schools or churches or at the office buildings, they're volunteering in kind of a different sort of a way. They're, they're working with our staff member, the donor relations consultant, who kind of helps walk through that process. But the volunteer provides access to their network in the community and helps sign people up for the blood drive and promotes it and makes sure we're going to be there, in an appropriate space and on a day that suits the organization's calendar.
Right.
So there's great ways to volunteer outside of or in addition to being a volunteer blood donor.
Absolutely. And also, you're always looking for good people as far as employees.
Yeah. Yeah. Employment in the blood industry is there's so many jobs you can just get trained on because, by the employer. Think about that. There's you need to come with some good basic skills and ready to learn.
Mm-hmm.
But even our phlebotomists, we have great people working in the field who become very experienced before really even their first day out on the job, because we have a training program that, of course, we need to show you how to draw a unit of blood from a volunteer donor, but also all the computer systems and the regulatory end of things that our staff need to learn about. So blood collection, jobs in our laboratories, you know, there's just all manner of things that we need. Some, you know, here, even, you know, positions available from time to time in Knox County. We're growing in Peoria. I mentioned our donor center that's open there, and in the Quad Cities at the headquarters.
Yeah. And to find out some of those employment opportunities, I'm sure, available on your website.
Yeah.
So you can get details.
Yeah. In fact, the best place is bloodcenter.org/apply.
Okay.
So the word apply after.
Kirby Wynn is the public relations manager for Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center. Let's talk about that website. Lots of information there, including, I wanted to touch upon the IMPACT program. What is that?
IMPACT is our donor loyalty program. So each time a donor comes to give, whether a mobile blood drive or a donor center, we put points into an account online. And so by gaining account access, you know, it's kind of like maybe your Starbucks card. You build up credit and points, and you can shop online through the IMPACT store. You don't spend money. You don't shop with money. You shop with your points, and you can find all kinds of things there. You know, hooded sweatshirts and camping chairs and USB drives. You know, at different point levels. It doesn't take very many donations to kind of rack up a nice point balance. The other thing we do in terms of donor promotions is right now we have a T-shirt program.
Oh.
So if you give before February 23rd, so you got a few weeks, but it is running now, we're going to hand you a voucher that you can redeem for a T-shirt. And it's got a great design, a clover. It's a green shirt, solid green T-shirt with a clover on it, because we think blood donation brings you good luck.
Nice.
And, you know, you can wear that for your St. Patrick's Day party.
I love it.
You bet.
And nice incentive program. And so people, do you have folks who have given several gallons? I mean, do you have like a world record of gold level?
We do have, we recognize that gallon total, certainly. We're starting to transition to also to a program that just recognizes the total number of donations. Because, you know, how many pints are in a gallon anyway? Because most people answer that real readily quick. I won't put you on the spot.
Thank you
but
so
it's
much.
Eight. And yet we don't really quite collect exactly a pint any longer. It's all done on the metric system anyway. But we do have some folks, you know, who are 10 and 20, and the platelet apheresis program, which enables a donor can give a platelet up to 24 times a year.
Oh.
And so for those, a platelet donor who's done it for a long time could even be over 100 gallons the way we count it.
Wow.
So, and I know there'll be some people listening who are longtime blood donors, and just let me say thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Kirby Wynn is the public relations manager of the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center. And we'd like to kind of end our time here by giving more of a personal, testimonial from someone who was affected by, his family was affected by people donating blood.
Yeah.
And maybe you could help set this up.
Sure.
It's a video that is on your, I'm sure you can access on your website.
Yeah, we have a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Really easy to find our YouTube. It's youtube.com and then the slash, you got to have that slash, MVRBC.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a number of great videos up there that tell the story of blood donation, which so often is best told by blood donors who have special reasons for giving blood. So you'll hear from Art Lauterbach, who's a regular donor who he's been giving for a long time, but has a story about kind of the reasons behind
that. Yeah, let's play a clip here from that video right now.
My son was diagnosed with Burkitt's lymphoma in 1999 at the age of 10 years old. He went through two separate surgeries, was transferred to St. Louis Children's Hospital in St. Louis, and spent a week there, and then was released, and we followed up with 14 weeks of chemo. My son is now 30 years old. And because of blood donations, he was able to go through his two surgeries without any complications whatsoever, and that's one of the main reasons that now I donate. I want to be able to help somebody else along that same line. When somebody has an issue, children especially, if they need blood.
Yeah, that's right. And what a powerful story. 10 years old, mm-hmm. his son had cancer, and now he's 30.
I love that part where he says, my son is now 30 years old, because it speaks to Art's long-term gratitude.
Oh, yeah.
And he's very steadfast, and so many people who give blood are just that way.
That's right. And the story even gets better, because it was after that he started a special program. And we'll play this. I want you
sure,
to get
go ahead.
Listen to this.
Started a year ago, a little over a year ago, with my dog. Her name's Betty, and I got her registered as a therapy dog. And I called the local hospital here, asked them if they had a program, and they said no, but they were actually thinking about proposing one to the board. We started the program in May of 18, and we were the very first dog and handler in the program. And I think last week was my 54th visit, I believe. They had therapy dogs in the oncology waiting room, and my son got to see that firsthand, and I saw what it did for him back then. It relaxed him every time he went down, so he was ready to go in and take his chemo. I didn't think that 20 years later I'd be doing the same thing. All it takes is you can change the world with one pint at a time just by going and donating. It's easy to do. I encourage everybody to take the time out of their day, help somebody else out, and go donate blood. Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah.
What more do you say after that?
You know, earlier I mentioned that blood donors are some of the best people, and getting to meet donors through this job is such a real treat, and what a great example.
Well, what a great thing to share here at the end of our time together. Again, if people would like to find out more information, of course, you can contact the Donor Center here in Galesburg out by Super Walmart, but go to your website, a wealth of information.
You bet. Bloodcenter.org. I think it's the best web address in our whole industry, bloodcenter.org.
That's right. Kirby, thank you so much for being with us today. Be careful out there on the roads.
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah, and come back and see us again soon, okay?
It's been a treat. Thank you.